Senator, can you sum up this issue of the terror tribunals and where we are and why it's important?
Well, Congress has to meet the concerns of the United States Supreme Court in these terrorist tribunals, and what the administration has proposed will provide a fair trial but will not share classified information with terrorists due to the threat it will be disseminated to other terrorists. And it will also provide some clarity in terms of what our international treaty obligations are and how we treat detainees. What I proposed is that we tie that treaty obligation to the McCain Amendment that was passed last year as part of the Detainee Treatment Act. What that does is it bans cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment, but provides the kind of clarity that is missing from the Geneva Convention Common Article 3 itself. And what that means in practical terms is that if we fail to provide the clarity for the CIA and other intelligence operators, they simply will quit doing it. The Director of National Intelligence said this will literally shut down the program unless we provide that kind of clarity. And as the President has said last week, this has been essential in getting good intelligence through interrogations that meet the standards of the McCain Amendment that have detected, deterred, and disrupted further terrorist activity right here at home.
Why is there so much controversy, it seems, or supposed controversy? You're saying what, and the other side is saying what?
Well, what the administration is saying is that we believe that that the president's bill does comply with the Supreme Court's requirements. Others have said that we fear that somehow America will continue to be disliked in world opinion if we try to define our Geneva Convention obligations with regard to these terrorists. All we're saying is that we're happy to abide by the Geneva Conventions, but we have every right as a sovereign nation to define what those obligations are in a reasonable way. And we want to tie that to the McCain Amendment in the Detainee Treatment Act, which will provide the kind of clarity that will allow these necessary interrogations to go forward and hopefully continue to keep America more secure.
What's the next step in this, or possible step?
Well, now that there's been a bill passed out of the Senate Armed Services Committee, the majority leader has three choices. He can either call up that bill, he could call up the president's bill directly to the floor, and then the third choice would be he could wait and have, when the House passes their bill, which they voted out of armed services in an overwhelming bipartisan support for the president's proposal, he could then bring that bill to the Senate, and we could then take that up as the bill we would legislate on.
So there could still be more negotiations.
Right. No, I think it's important not to blow this out of proportion. We all are united in trying to achieve the same objective. And the concerns really have to do with the risk and the ambiguity contained in the current law and the importance of providing that kind of clarity so that the lawyers at the Justice Department and the CIA can know what is permitted and what's not permitted, so we can conform our conduct with what the law is. Right now, it's a hopeless muddle. It's hopelessly ambiguous, and we have the obligation, I believe, as Congress, to provide that clarity so that the burden is not unfairly borne by our CIA interrogators, who will be exposed to liability if in fact, we don't provide that kind of clarity.
Right, because the terrorists we're fighting don't belong to any certain country.
Right. Well, that's right. This is a new and different kind of war. Some have said, well, we've got to uphold our international treaty obligations because somebody might, if we define our treaty obligations in a certain way, then other countries might see fit to downgrade their responsibilities. That is, I think, an unrealistic concern, because all we're saying is that we ought to tie our obligations to what Congress passed last year, was signed by the President, the Detainee Treatment Act, which bans cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment, but it also ties that to American law and the American Constitution. The risk is if we don't define it, if we leave it up to international organizations and foreign tribunals to define what our obligations are, they will likely do so in a way that will expose our agents to risk and possible liability. And as a practical matter, if there isn't a clear resolution of this issue, as the Director of National Intelligence said just a couple of days ago, it will literally shut down this important avenue of gaining good and actionable intelligence through interrogating some of the baddest of the bad, members of Al-Qaeda that are currently detained at Guantanamo Bay.
Okay, on another matter, the Senate just passed a port security bill. Can you talk about that and what it'll do?
Well, port security is another area we've been working very hard to try to harden the targets that might be subjected to terrorist attacks. We know that the Port of Houston, the Port of Beaumont, and the Port of Corpus Christi, just to mention a few, are very important for our commerce, and at least a couple of those are very important for our troop movements and deployment overseas. If, in fact, the Port of Houston was shut down, all the refinery capacity there and the ability to move gasoline and other refined products through, it could literally deliver a body blow to the United States economy. But what we've done now is done a better job of providing the tools necessary to secure and harden those potential targets based on risk. One of the things I've been working hard on is to make sure that we consider risk, consequence, and the threat, and figure out how do we prioritize how we spend money in terms of port security. And this bill goes a long way to deal with this on a risk basis, not on the basis of cutting up the pie in equal pieces, regardless of risk. And so I think our ports will be more secure as a result of the passage of this legislation.
Another part of the bill is expanding cargo screening.
Right.
Talk about that.
Well, cargo screening, like truck screening across the Mexican border, is done on a very small number of containers. What we've tried to do is to create a better intelligence gathering capability so we can screen the high-risk cargo, because we know that if a nuclear weapon were, for example, smuggled into the United States or the Port of Los Angeles or Port of Houston and went off, it could create not only death and injury to people in the vicinity, but it would deliver a terrible blow to the American economy. And so we've done a better job, I believe, in this bill in defining what the screening requirements are, focusing primarily on high-risk cargo so that we can protect America and our ports from terrorist attack.
So overall, the bill's another key step in making America safer.
I think that one of the things that we need to recognize is that we are not yet safe, but we are safer than we were at 9/11. Some people will argue that matter, but I think the best example of that is the fact that America has not been hit in the last 5 years. We've done a better job learning from the mistakes in the past of sharing intelligence, prioritizing our responsibilities, and protecting the homeland. And I think we are much better off today, especially after passing that bill, than we were before.